morning.
弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，好。
Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord?
今天早上，你是不是有带着兴奋的心情在神的家里呢？
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
I want to officially welcome the senior pastor back.
我要很正式的欢迎我们的主任牧师李守伯牧师回到我们的当中。
And on your behalf, I wish to thank you for all your prayer for 1.5 years.
在此呢，我要谢谢众弟兄姐妹这一年半当中不停地为我们的牧师健康祷告。
And please continue to pray that he will even stronger, even though he is going to end his medication end of this month.
请弟兄姐妹继续为我们的牧师来祷告，因为他很快的要结束他所要所有的治疗。
Well, this morning, my subject is receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom.
今天早上我们所要讲的题目就是我们要丰丰富富进入到神永神的国里面。
Let's be upstanding and read the word of God.
请我们大家站起来，我们来读圣经。我请灵媒姐妹代替我来读《彼得后书》第一章第三节，请。
神的神能已将一切关乎生命的前进和事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于嫌短，不结果子。你们若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他救入的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，你们要增加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不视角，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们的主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Once more, verse 11.
我们再重读第十一节，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们的主救主耶稣基督的永远的国。
Father, we thank you for Apostle Peter.
天父，我们谢谢你，因着使徒彼得。
Of course, we thank you the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们特别也谢谢你，因着你圣灵特别的启示。
You have put these words to remind us how we can enter richly into the kingdom of God.
你有将这一些的话使我们能够丰丰富富能够进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国里。
And thank you that you have listed out through Peter the steps that we should take to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们也谢谢你借着使徒彼得把我们能够进入神丰富的国度里面的每一个阶段告诉了我们。
We honor you for your word.
主啊，我们在这里因着你的话语，我们尊荣你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Nobody in this world would like to face failure.
我们没有一个人在这世上会喜欢遇见失败的事。
If I ask a very stupid question, who wants to be a failure? Nobody wants.
假如我问我们当中有哪一个人喜欢面对失败呢？我相信没有一个人。
Everyone.Wants to be successful, right?
每一个人都要有成功。
Even we Christians wants to be successful.
就是我们基督徒也要有成功的生命。
But when we are successful,
但是当我们有了成功的生命的时候
we bring glory to God and honor to God.
我们就能够将荣耀尊荣归给我们的神。
Apostle Peter enunciated 8 steps where we can richly enter into the eternal kingdom.
使徒彼得在这段的圣经里面就告诉我们几个步骤，使我们能够丰丰富富的进入我们的主耶稣的永远的国度里面。
You do hear preachers Paul, but I don't encourage you to make any further comment.
我们也有读到关于保罗所说的。
There are preachers who fail, but don't make any further comment today.
也有一些传道的人，他们有失败，但是今天我们不讲这一些。
But we have a positive way to enter richly into the kingdom of God.
但是我们有一个正直的路，使我们能够丰丰盛盛进入到神的国度里面。
Denomination is not important.
不论是在哪一个宗派里面都是不重要的。
I do come encounter Christians who fell from the will of God.
我有看到有一些基督徒在神的旨意上跌倒了。
This happened all the time.
这种事情很多时候都发生。
So let our desire this morning,
让我们今天早上我们的渴慕
is to bring glory to God.
就是要将荣耀归给神。
And I thank Apostle Peter giving us the secret of bringing glory to God.
我谢谢使徒彼得，他教导我们怎样来使神得到荣耀。
He's ensuring us how we can be really a successful Christian. That's why he said, entering, welcome richly into the kingdom of God.
他在这一段的圣经里面却是告诉我们，我们是能够成为一位成功的基督徒。所以在这段的圣经里面，他特别提出是使我们丰丰富富进入到神的国度里面。
Let's go to our point A.
我们来看第一点。
He says, by godliness entering into his kingdom.
他说我们是借着敬虔进入到神的国度里。
Then Peter said,
彼得说
read verse 3 and 4.
我们要来读第三节和第四节。
His divine power has given us everything we need.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
So we become a very godly life through the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
都借着因为我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主，使我们过敬虔的生活。
For his own glory.
第一就是要使神得到一切的荣耀和美德。
And verse 4,
第四节里面告诉我们
Through this he has given us very great and precious promises.
第四节因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Why?
为什么呢？
That we can participate in this divine nature of God.
使我们在神的神圣的性情里面有份。
That we can escape the corruption, the evil, the temptation that's around the world outside the church.
使我们能够脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就是在教会外面的事。
But one point Peter say,
但是有一点使徒彼得说
we really have to strive to become godly.
我们必定要追求成为敬虔的人。
That's why Peter say, participate in these 8 steps.
所以呢，使徒彼得叫我们在这个四个品德的当中，叫我们努力去行。
You may say, how can I do it?
你或许问我怎么能够做得到呢？
Peter gave us the answer.
使徒彼得他给了我们答案。
He says God has already labeled for us that He's already working in us.
使徒彼得说他已经为我们做成，也要在我们的里面做成这一些的品德。
So what Peter is saying is very briefly that the divine power.Has already given to us as his children.
所以使徒彼得他要对我们说的这一些的品德，神人已经将这一些完全给我们了。
But he only said one thing.
但是他只有讲了一件事。
Please participate to live worthily of the love of God.
他在这里提醒我们，我们要。在神的性情上有份的方法，就是我们要离开情欲来的败坏。
Yes, the divine power is given unto us.
是的，神已经将他的能力赐给我们。
But we really have to strive and work hard to live a godly life.
我们必定要努力争取过一个神圣的生活，圣洁的生命。
And verse 8.
在第八节
If you possess this quality,
圣经里面说我们若充充足足有这几样
And in the English it says in increasing measure,
在英文的圣经里面说我们不断的增加有这几种的品德
You will not be ineffective Christian,
你就能够成为一个有影响力的基督徒
You will not be unproductive Christian
你不能够成为一个没有成长的基督徒
Because the divine knowledge of Jesus Christ is in your heart and spirit
因为在你的心灵里面已经有了主耶稣基督的智慧
So I put out in a diagram
所以我画了、一个图讲出了怎样获取八样的品德
Number one
第一呢
Faith
要有信心
Virtue
第二德行
Knowledge
第三知识
Temperance Self-control
节制接下来有忍耐
Patience Godliness
前进
Brotherly kindness
有爱弟兄的心
And finally the love of God
最后的就是爱众人的心就是有神的
爱 our fruitfulness as Christian
我们基督徒要结出来的果子
we need to go to this step
我们决定要经过这几件事
we have to be increasing measure by being diligent to increase these 8 things
所以呢我们要努力用心使我们在这八样的品德上面多而又多
so therefore we launch to point B
所以我们来看
a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom in verse 11
在第十一节里面说我们要丰丰富富的进入神永远的国里面
How can you and I enter into his eternal kingdom?
你和我怎样进入到神永远的国度里面呢
We must be effective
我们必定是有结果子的
We must be productive
我们要多结果子
We must not be barren
我们不能够说不能够有结果子
And the fruitfulness will eventually comethrough these 8 steps.
借助我们有这个八样的品德我们就能够多结果子。
This is assurance of Apostle Peter.
这就是 彼得使徒彼得向我们证实的一件事，主耶稣他也已经成就了。
He said, I am the vine.
他说我是真葡萄树。
We are the branches.
你们都是枝子。
If a man or woman remain in the branch,
啊，假如哪一个人能够连接在这个枝子上，
he or she will bear fruit in due season.
在时候到的季节到的时候，他必定多结果子。
So Peter said, the divine power that is within us.
所以呢，彼得说，在我们里面有神的能力在里面的时候，
the one that Jesus said, without me.You can do nothing.
主耶稣说，除了我以外，你们自己不能做什么。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹，
we all can be effective and productive.
啊，我们都能够结果子，并且能够结更多的果子。
Next point.
接下去我们再看。
Richly entered, we will not be short-sighted spiritually.
假如我们能够丰富的进入神永远的国呢，我们就是已经有了属灵的远见。
Do you know short-sightedness is dangerous?
你们知道吗？假如我们眼睛，我们是近视眼的，是一件危险的事。
When you don't see far spiritually,
当你在属灵的事上你没有远见的时候，
When temptation lure around you and tempting you,
啊，当有许多的引诱迷惑在四周围引诱你的时候，
Because of your short-sightedness,
因为你近视看不到，
You will be lured into that temptation,
啊，你已经被受影响进入到迷惑的里面。
So Paul, as Peter said,
所以彼得
使徒说， you will not be spiritually short-sighted.
啊，他说，假如呢，我们啊有属灵的眼见呢，在属灵里面，我们就能够看到更远的地方。
That's why in verse 9 say, if you do not have these things, you will be short-sighted, and eventually you'll be blind.
啊，第九节里面说，人若没有这几样的品德呢，我们就是瞎眼的人，只能够看近处而已。
So we can enter into the richly entered into the kingdom of God if we have this.
假如我们有了刚才我们所读的那几样的品德，我们就能够丰丰富富进入到神的国度里面。
Thirdly,
第三点，
entering richly, we have the cleansing from our past.
我们要丰丰富富进入到神的国里面，我们必须将我们旧日所犯的罪被洁净。
In other words, when you and I receive the salvation,
换一句话说，当我们接受了神的救恩，
you never doubt your salvation.
我们对我们自己领受的救恩绝对不要怀疑。
We know that we shall be secure in the salvation of Christ given unto us.
我们知道，我们若得到主耶稣基督给我们的救恩，我们是有安全的。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样子说呢？不是我的话说。
Peter said in verse 10.
所以在第十节里面，彼得有说。
Therefore, my brother, including my sister.
这里面说，所以弟兄们也包括了姐妹们。
Be all the more.
我们应当
to make your calling and election sure.
我们应当更加的殷勤，使你们所得的蒙召和拣选坚定不移。
If you have these things, you will never.Fall.
他说假如我们有了这几样的八样的品德的时候，这里说我们会确定知道我们绝对不会跌倒。
In other words, Peter is saying you are being assured of being fruitful.
所以在这里彼得另外的一个意思就是说，你有了这些品德，你必定会多结果子。
And you have all these things, you will have spiritual discernment.
你有了这些品德，你就能够分辨诸灵。
And you will not fall from your salvation.
你不会在你的救恩里面再跌倒。
And you will be free from falling as a Christian.
你做基督徒了，你就会避免不跌倒。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
You will never stumble, Peter said.
彼得说你永不失脚，就是不跌倒。
Then a question I ask myself.
哎，我就问我自己。
Are these 8 things applicable in my life, in your life today?
我今天我问我自己，也问大家，这圣经这段圣经所讲的八种的品德，是不是已经在我们的生命里了？
How we can go on to be an increasing measure of these 8 things?
在这八种的品德里面，我们是不是越来越增多呢？
How do we do it?
我们要怎么来做呢？
How do we really richly enter into the kingdom of God?
我们要如何来进入神丰盛的国度里呢？
I give you a real story to illustrate these 8 points.
我要用一个故事来解释这个八种的品德。
There was a couple.
有一对的夫妻。
They went out fishing in Florida.
他们在美国的一个海边那边去捕鱼，去钓鱼。
They were out of the coast.
对，他们就离开了海岸。
Two of them, husband and wife.
夫妻两个人。
Suddenly there was a current coming.
忽然呢，在那个地方有很强的海流。
And the wife, before the current come,
所以在那个在那个海中还没有起大浪的时候，
she decided to have a swim.
她的太太她决定，她说，哦，我来游泳一下。
As she knew that her husband is a champion swimmer.
她知道她的先生是很会游泳的人。
Moment later, the swift current came along.
过了一些时候，那个风浪呢就开始兴起了。
So she was drifted by the current.
所以那个时候，那个海浪呢就把她拖到离开她先生比较远的地方。
And suddenly she panicked.
忽然间呢，她就紧张。
She cried.
她就呼叫。
The husband heard her cry.
她的先生听到她呼叫的声音。
No thinking. Dive into the water.
她完全没有思想，她赶快跳到这个海中。
Don't forget, he is a champion swimmer.
她是一个很会游泳的人。
But his boat is on the a few distance away.
但是他们的船呢是离开他们比较远的地方。
So important thing, I must be able to get to my boat and save my wife.
所以他的先生就说，我要赶快跳上我自己的船，然后才能够去救我的太太。
So he did not swim towards the wife.
所以他没有先跳到海中去救他的太太。
He swam against the current.
所以呢，他就在海中要去找他的船。
So that I can be near my boat.
他要把自己呢能够由另外一个方向跳上自己的船。
But he swam and swam.
所以呢，他尽他的力量一直游到他的船中。
And the boat nearly been lost out of sight because he's against the current. The current swept him away.
所以那个时候因为海浪太大了，他甚至眼睛都看不到自己的那艘船。
Finally, when he reached the boat,
到后来的时候，他看到他的船跳进他的船以后，
he look around,
他在往四周围看，
he couldn't see his wife.
他已经看不到他的太太。
It's 20 miles down from the boat.
他是从船到那个地方，
It's a real story.
已经离开有20英里。这个是一个很真实的故事。
Sunset.
太阳下山了。
Why couldn't be found?
找不到他的太太。
The next morning,
到第二天
he make another search.
他再出去寻找。
At this time, he's in the boat.
这个时候他自己坐在船里面。
He boom, 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 boom.
所以呢他就驾他的船。
And found his wife 20 miles down the sea.
最后呢就在海中离开他20英里的地方找到他的妻子。
Still alive.
人就活着。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because she is just floating on the water.
因为她就是在这个海上，她就是浮着。
But the current swept her 20 miles away from the boat.
但是已经把她拉到离开那只船有20英里之远。
When I read this real story,
当我读到这个真实的故事,
I start to think of Peter.
我就想到彼得使徒。
What is the spiritual significance of this couple story?
这个故事呢，有什么属灵的意义呢？
If any Christian,
假如有任何一位基督徒，包括我。
If I just float along what the Word of God say,
假如呢，我就是一直在环绕到神的话语当中。
We can never be in the same place by floating.
假如我们一直只是浮到水面呢，我们不能一定停留在同一个地点。
You will be drifted down 20 miles.
你一定被这个力量把它拉得更远。
When we are in trouble, we want to be near the boat.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们是决定要赶快跑到船上。
The boat is a symbolic of Jesus is the boat.
我们在这里我们所看的那只船呢，就可以说代表主耶稣。
So drifting and floating is a dangerous thing to do.
假如我们只做基督徒，我们只是好像在海中浮着。
Yeah, you never die.
虽然你不死。
But you are floating and floating, but nothing happened to your life.
你只有浮在水面，你的生命没有受到什么的得不到拯救。
Even if you are a standstill Christian in the church,
假如在教会里面，你只是一个站立不动的基督徒。
Let me warn you.
让我来警告你。
The type of temptation is getting stronger and stronger in our life.
在我们的生命中的四周围，我们所遇到的引诱是越来越多。
We have to participate and strive towards what Peter is saying.
对，在这里我们就要好像彼得所说的，我们开始要来进入这个神的国度。
So I start to think, what happens if you don't swim?
我就开始想，假如你没有在水上游泳
，You will.Be blind in two directions.
在两个方向里面，你是看不到远处。
Number one.
第一点。
When you look to the future of your Christian walk.
当你做基督徒，在你所人生走的人生的道路，当你要看到远处的时候
，It is very hazy.
你不会看得很清楚。
So yesterday I got a call from Adelaide Friend.Whom I know for about 40 years.
昨天晚上我接到一个从 Adelaide 来认识40年的朋友的电话。
I said, what she said is what I'm trying to say this morning.
他跟我说的话就好像我今天早上
所要说。He said, Brother Philip,
他就说 Philip 弟兄
I just came back from Penang.
我刚刚从那个
冰城。Visit my old mother, 93 years old.
我去探访我的妈妈已经92岁。
And she had a fall.
她跌倒了。
This week, I heard of two people had a fall.
这星期呢，我听到有两个人跌倒。
Now I heard a third people in Penang had a fall.
我听到。
Old people.
是一个很老的基督徒。
How did your mother fall?
她跌倒了，我就问她，你妈妈是怎样跌倒呢？
You all know what happened in Indonesia? They burn the wood.
你们大家都知道，在印尼呢。他们都在烧很大的树林。
Affected Singapore now affected the island I came from, Penang.
所以这气层啊，就是好像云雾一样笼罩了整个新加坡，还有马来西亚。
My friend's mother.
所以呢，他就进入到他妈妈的家。
My mother couldn't breathe.
我的妈妈已经不能够呼吸了。
She fainted and fall.
她就昏迷跌倒了。
She didn't see what is in front, a short distance of her.
她甚至不能看到她眼前的路途。
My next question, hey, sister, did she break any bone in the body?
第二个问题，我就问她，你妈妈有没有哪一根的骨头被折断了？
She said no. 感谢主。
她说没有，感谢主。
But why she had a fall?
为什么她跌倒呢？
Her vision was hazy.
Yeah, 因为他的眼睛看不到前面。
So, brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
The first direction, if we don't swim.
第一点，假如呢，我们不要 我们不游泳。
Spiritually, we don't improve by swimming.
在属灵的方面，假如呢，我们没有尽力往前走，游泳啊。
Our vision is hazy.
我们前面所看的是模糊的。
That's our future.
就是看不清楚
Second,
我们的将来。第二点
，If we don't swim.
假如呢，我们没有继续再游下去。
And then we look to the past.
我们来看我们的后面，我们看我们背后。
You will forget about the forgiveness of God in your life.
当你看到后面的时候，你已经忘记了神给你赦罪之恩。
Beginning, you are very excited, like our sister get baptized.
开始的时候，好像我们的姐妹，她一受洗的时候，她非常的兴奋。
But I've come across people who get baptized.
但是我也有看到有一些的人。受洗了以后
they forget the past.
他们已经忘记了神
赦免他 Christ has by his blood forgiving us.
神说他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪
They even lost the significance of water baptism.
他们已经忘掉了洗礼的意义
They draw back into the world temptation.
他们已经跌入到世界的引诱当中
So if we don't swim,
假如我们没有继续往前
our futureIs hazy spiritually.
我们在属灵的方面看不到我们前面的道路。
And if we don't swim,
假如我们没有继续再走下去的时候
we forget who we are when we were born again.
我们就已经忘记了当我们重生的那一刻我们是成为哪一种人。
No wonder you see so many stunted Christians.
所以呢我们有看到有很多没有继续成长的基督徒。
So the Chinese say, 我来做礼拜做礼拜。
所以
做什么做礼拜。But they will improve in the spirit.
所以有些人呢他们就说他们就是在这里做做礼拜。他们的属灵的光景从来没有走得更好。
But in English, I said, you are a pew warm sitter.
就是在英文里面说就是只是坐坐没有行道的基督徒。
You sit until the seat is warm and the benediction. Bye-bye, 牧师 Bye-bye, 弟兄姐妹。
就是在这里坐了当祝福了以后就跟大家说再见。
Of course, I'm very happy to see you here.
是当然呢，我非常高兴见到你们每一个人坐在这里。
But let's take heed of what Peter said.
但是我们要来注意使徒彼得所说的话。
So he says 10 and 11.
所以在第十节、十一节里面。
So Grace will read.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移你们若行这几样就永不视角
Verse 11
十一节这样必叫你们丰丰富富得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国
Let's now come to application、
How
do you do it?
我们要怎样进入神的国呢
These eight things
在这里我们有看到这八个品德。
Again, I go back to this diagram.
我们再看这一个图。
How we should live?
我们要怎样来生活呢
？The first step is you need faith.
我们需要信心。
That's my first step.
这就是第一点。
That's your first step.
也就是
In order to be justified in our spirit.
假如在我们的灵里面能够称义。
You must have faith in Jesus that He wiped up all your sins.
我们应该对主有的信心，就是相信他已经洗净我们所有的罪过。
All your past sins wiped out.
你过去所犯的罪完全被除掉。
And Jesus paid the penalty of your sin and my sin.
主耶稣已经为了你，为了我。付上罪的代价。
So if you have that deep and abiding faith,
假如你有那个深入的那种对神的信心
you are actually taking the first step.
你已经走了第一步。
Yes, Jesus, the Lord over my life.
是主耶稣已经成为了我生命的主。
Keep swimming.
所以你还要继续走下去。
Go on to step two.
第二步。
In step two, is virtue, in English means goodness.
哎，第二步呢，就是德行。
And I find this is true.
这是对的。
For 42 years I've seen in the past baptizing people in Malaysia.
已经42年了。
Once they are baptized and they receive Jesus and faith and their sins are washed away,
我就看到有许多的人受洗了以后，他们的感觉知道自己的罪已经完全被洁净了。
And when they are asked to testify here up the pulpit,
当被邀请在这里来做见证的时候，
I usually hear this.
我常常听见他们这样子
说。They begin to do all the goodness.
他开始做了一很多善事。
No longer doing the sins of the past.
他们不再重复他们以前所犯的罪。
Why?
为什么呢?
They are born again, washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
因为他们已经重生了，得到主耶稣基督的宝血洁净他们了。
That's why they have the step two.
所以他们已经走到第二步。
Keep swimming.
所以你还要继续往前。
Then, after now we are doing all the good, because your past sins is wiped away,
因为我们的旧的罪已经洗净了，所以呢，我们开始做一些德行的事情。
Sometimes Christians feel, "Oh, I'm very clean inside."
很多基督徒说，哦，我受洗了以后，我感觉到我全身都很清洁了。
But important question is,
最重要的问题是
，Are you clean in the eyes of Jesus?
你在耶稣的眼中。他看你是不是一个已经完全洁净的人呢?
Is Jesus looking at your cleanliness?
是耶稣亲眼要看你是完全得洁净了吗?
Or you look at your own cleanliness?
还是你自己看你自己是被洁净的?
If I look at my own cleanliness,
假如我来看审查我自己是否洁净,
Where's my danger?
那我就会有一个问题。
I may not be saved eternally.
我或许不能够永远的得救。
Why?
为什么呢?
You will sure ask me why.
你一定会问我为什么呢?
Because
因为
salvation is a continuous process.
我们得到救恩是继续不断的，不是一次得救。
Until you reach the destiny called heaven.
我们要保持我们的救恩，一直到我们的目的地，就是进入到天国。
And this process is called sanctification.
这个阶段呢，就是因信称义。
We have to do our job, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹，我们还要继续来努力。
So now, the third step is we need now.Knowledge.
所以第三步，我们需要知识。
You must learn all about your new life.
我们要更多来探讨我们这一个新的生命是什么。
So we have special lesson to equip you. You come along.
所以呢，教会里面、小组里面有一些的课程，你们都要来上。
And once you have the knowledge, the Bible knowledge,
当你有了圣经里面的知识。
You will go up to the next step.
你就能够再上另外一层。
Temperance means self-control.
就是能够节制。
You practice what you learn, what you know.
你所学习的，你所知道的，你要应用出来。
But this is not an on-off, on-off process.
但是这个不是一下子去做，一下子就停下来。
That self-control must be maintained.
这个过程当中你必定要保持有节制的性情。
So when sometimes as a pastor and a leader in the past,
所以呢过去做牧者的
when people misunderstood me,
当有人误会我的时候
I kept my mouth shut because I want to have a self-control.
我就保持不说话，因为我有一个，我要节制我自己。
But give them time, they will come back. That day I was wrong.
我就是给他们有时间，有一天他们会发现 他们所说的是不对的。
And don't stop there. Self-control. Keep swimming.
啊，不要就着游了这个节制就停止，我们还要继续走下去。
So we have self-control.
我们有了节制。
Moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month.
所以呢，我们每个时候分钟还有月还有日，每一年我们都要有这种节制的品德。
And now we have what?
接下去
fifth step, we have perseverance.
啊，我们就要有忍耐的心。
Those who endure to the last shall be saved only through perseverance.
哎，那些忍耐到底的人必定能够得救。怎样会得救呢？就是借着他们有这个节制的心。
Because when temptation come along,
因为当引诱来到的时候
，you want to start to smoke, let's say.
比如来说，哦，你忽然间想要抽烟。
Or you want to go to casino, let's say.
哦，你要到赌场去赌博。
Your self-control must rise up.
哦，这个时候呢，你必定要有节制的心。
And persevere not to do it.
而且你要忍耐到底，决定不去做这一些事。
Remember I said once before here, people lure me into smoking while I was in the college.
啊，当我去上学院的时候，有人来引诱我去抽烟。
I said one thing.
我说了一句话。
You will never see one cigarette stick in my pocket.
我告诉那个人，你会从来不会看到在我的袋子里面有一支的烟。
Because I know within my spirit, I persevere and plant that root into my spirit. No smoking simply mean no smoking.
因为我知道在我的里面已经有了那一个节制的心，我知道我不抽烟就是绝对永远不抽烟。因为我知道我们做基督徒的
When we persevere, we are persevere in righteousness.
因为当我们要节制，我们要忍耐，我们是在义的事上来忍耐。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐
妹 we are going to a sixth step.
我们再接下去来看
Keep swimming.
我们要继续来走。
Now you reach the sixth step of godliness.
第六个阶段呢，就是我们要有前进。
So when we reach the sixth step,
所以我们到了这一个地步的时候
People will sense the aromatic smell of godliness in your life.
人就能够在你的生命上能够闻到那个前进的馨香滋味。
God's perfection is imputed in your spiritual life.
神那个完全的天性已经栽种在你的生命里面。
Then you can start to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
你就能够开始来行出十诫。
Then you go up to step seven.
到第七
brotherly kindness.
第七级的时候，我们就有了爱弟兄的心。
The Bible says, Ten Commandments say, love your neighbor as yourself.
在十诫里面有说到，我们要爱我们的邻舍，如同爱我们自己。
Ten Commandments never say, love your neighbor who are Christian.
十诫里面没有说你要只有爱基督徒。
You will find some very nasty neighbor.
有时候你觉得你的邻舍不讲理的。
But you show love.
但是当你向他表达你的爱心
，You can overcome.
你就赢得你的邻舍。
You can fulfill the Ten Commandments.
你就能够行出十诫。
Brotherly, sisterly kindness is what happened when you are fulfilling. You can fulfill the Ten Commandments.
我们能够来爱弟兄，来爱姐妹，就好像行完了这个十的十诫。
We reach the top.
到了最高峰的时候。
Love. That love.Is actually agape love.
这个爱众人的心就是那个爱，就是加倍的爱。
You can love God.
你能够爱神。
You can have love for the brother and sister in the church.
你也能够爱在教会和在世界中的弟兄姐妹们。
So Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit,
使徒彼得得到圣灵的感动。
He ends up in verse 11.
他在第十一节里面
richly welcomed into the eternal kingdom of God.
他说我们就能够丰丰富富的进入我们永生神上帝的国度。
Let's say you have a problem of self-control.
比如来说你对于忍耐 you 很难。
You sweep up to there and then, my temperance, my self-control is lacking.
比如来说你只能够容忍到一个地步你快要生气的时候
You stop swimming?
你是不是就这样子停下来呢?
You step one step backward.
你就往后一步。
Have you got a problem with the knowledge of the Bible?
你对圣经的知识有觉得很难了解吗?
Back up from there.
所以我们就回到神的话语。
Once you back up,
当你回到神的话语的时候。
You see, now we have computer language. You IT brother and sister always tell Pastor Philip,Back up all your document.
所以有很多对电脑很棒的年轻人常常劝我，他说：“牧师，你这个电脑的知识你要存留下来。”
So if you are lack in knowledge,
所以当你缺少知识的时候
，do the backup and check yourself where you have lack.
那你就要来审查你自己，你到底缺少了哪一步没有做的
？If you lack of godliness.
假如你缺少了敬虔的心
Are you patient enough?
你要问你自己我是不是一个很忍耐的人、
I find that impatient people are usually never godly.
我知道没有耐心的人他们不是一个敬虔的人
Once I read in the paper in my country over a bowl of Hainan chicken rice.
我有看到一件事情因为一碗的海南鸡饭
Which is only 50 cent ringgit Malaysian dollar.
在以前呢 50 cent 只有不到一块钱
And came out in the star headline.
在报纸里面有很大的标题
A murder happened over a bowl of chicken rice.
因为一碗的鸡饭呢就杀人闹出命案来
Why?
为什么呢
ungodly person.
这个人呢他是一个不敬虔的人
There were argument within the two men
所以这两个人因为有争吵
Is it worth it? 50 cents? A life is gone?
Yeah 我们都知道为了五角钱丧失了一条生命
Is it worth?
是不是值得呢
Ungodly people are like that
不敬虔的人是这样子
But we all start with faith
但是我们的开始呢就是有信心
We end up with love
我们就有了爱
So keep swimming
所以我们这个路我们要继续再走下去好像在海中继续游泳
Please don't float You float you'll be drifted away but you have nothing happened
不要只是在海上只是在那边浮着你很快呢就被拉到别个地方去
So this is the eight steps. Essentially, is the whole Bible actually.
在这里我们看到八样的品德，就在圣经里面全部的所说的。
We have all these eight steps enunciated by the principle of the Word and the oracle of the Word of God.
这个八个品德呢，就是神所设立下来的。
All has to do with your personal relationship with God.
这个呢，就对我们与神的关系有联系的。
If you do that,
假如你能够做呢
，you have a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom.
你就能够丰丰富富被欢迎进入到神的国度里面。
And eventually,
最后
，we all are fruitful Christian in this church.
我们在这间教会里面，我们成为多结果子的弟兄姐妹。
Brotherly kindness and love for one another.
我们有爱弟兄、爱众人的心。
And Peter said, "You will be a free fall Christian. You never fall." I like that.
彼得说，那你这样子，你就不会被绊倒。
Are you wanting that eight steps this morning?
今天早上你们需要有这个八个品德吗
？They are very good virtue.
这个就是很好的品德
Step by step
所以一步一步来
Don't rush but keep swimming
我们不要 快快地跑过去。
Swim and swim.
我们好像在海中。
Love.
我们慢慢地游，一直到了最后一个阶段。
So let's sing the last
就是爱。我们来唱最后的一首诗。
Let's stand up.
请我们站起来。
Change the PowerPoint.